Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Sfas Emes. And this shiur should be a special schus, the Refuas Miriam Bas Chaya, for Shlem Sach Shochel Yisrael, and also for Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, for Shlem Achai Rezel Bas Dina, for Shlema, Rafael Chaim Dov Ben Risa Shoshana, for Shlema, Rabram Yosef Ben Rosh Chaim, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, they should all have a four Shlema, Vesach Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and the Schus Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitel, the Baruch of Atzlacha, Bechoma Seadea, Vizari Shel Kayama. We're now in the Sfas Emes, Tov Reish Lamed Vav, Rashi, Dibur Amaschel Berashi. Bereshis Tov Reish Lamed Vav, Matam Pasach Bevereshis. So he quotes Rashi, the Sfas Emes quotes Rashi, why did the Torah start with Bereshis? We should have started with Achodesh Zelachem, which is the first mitzvah. So the famous answer is because the Koach Masiv Higid Lama Los Islam Nachalaz Goyim, the power of his actions he told to his nation to give them the inheritance of the nations. If the Goyim say Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, we can say God created the world and he gave Eretz Yisrael to us. Ad kan midivrei Rashi, veharamban hiksha, ki yesh bo tzorech leha emuna. As the Ramban, I don't get it. We need to have emuna. What do you mean you could have skipped Bereshis? How could you have skipped Bereshis and just started with Achodesh Zelachem? But af gloibin, you have to believe in Hashem. If you don't believe in Hashem, what's life about? So the yisod for everything is belief in Hashem. So what's pshat? When Rashi asks that you don't have to start from Bereshis, of course you have to start from Bereshis for Emuna. But to explain this matter, it appears follows, and this is again all rooted in the deep worlds of Kabbalah, and we're just going to read and translate. On Torah and Torah, there are numerous levels. Shekola Torah Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch. The whole Torah are the names of Hashem, as the Ramban himself says in his Hakdama to the Torah. Torah, the names of Hashem, and this is the Zohar HaKadosh in Yisro, in Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Uvederech zem bespreshes lamayla, uvelanu mespreshes, gufi adinim v'amishpatim asher lefaneinu b'Torah. We have the divine Torah, the heavenly Torah, the Torah that's up there. And then this Torah sort of emanates down and is revealed in the form that we have it, that tells us not to wear shatan is and to wear tzitzis and to keep Shabbos and not to curse and not to eat treif and to do chesed and staka and all the nice things, the wonderful things that our Torah tells us. But that's just the emanation of the Torah down to our earth, in language we can understand, with concepts we can understand, and there's a carbon, what you do with the carbon. But in Shemayim, there's another derech to explain the Torah, the same Torah, but it's explained in an ethereal, more heavenly, more celestial madriga. And that's obviously the pshat, why in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Malachim wanted the Torah. What's their havamina? They should get the Torah. Torah is for people with human qualities. So the answer is that they would have understood the Torah on their level, on the Malachim's level. Gam kol advarim shenasu b'olam u'chol ha-briya kol me'a Torah. Everything done in the Briya, all from the Torah. Kamo shekosvu hibit b'Torah bar olam. Like it says in the Medrash, the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world, so it's all from the Torah. V'chilo ha-yachol chas v'shalom livro ha-kol b'liyam tzos ha-Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs help creating the world. Oh, thank God he has the Torah, now he knows what to do. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu can create the world without the Torah. He's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need any help. So what's pshat? Rakol ze'ayu b'shvil Yisrael, shekol ha-briya smashich acharem. No, he did it for our good. The whole Briya should be drawn after us, because we were given the Torah, and the whole Torah is based on, the whole world is based on the Torah. So in the whole Torah is nimshach achar klal Yisrael, and our behavior and our actions, our learning and our midos, it's all after Klal Yisrael, because we're the Am HaTorah, and everything was created based on the Torah. V'isa, ki hichzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah l'bnei Esav v'yishmael b'vadei lo yashayich l'mser l'am HaTorah k'mo shenidl l'bnei Yisrael. So God offered the Torah to the Ishmaelites, God offered the Torah to the Esavites. So it can't be that they would give them the Torah like we have it. Rakanal Shatari in Lasof, Kumosh Elishan Grum, Kenyesh, Keno Miktachas, like it's in the Sefer Yetzirah and Perakeh. That just like Torah has depths in the heights, it also has depths down below. It goes in all levels. So the Bnei Esav and Bnei Yishmael, they would have gotten it on their level. Vizesh Kosav, Hashem is Sinai Bav, Vizarach Misari Lamo, Ophia Meharpan, Vasim Rivas Kodesh, Mimi Noesh Daslama, Shinli Sabachol Madregos Asher Ba. And the Torah was given on all the Madregos, the Madrega of Sire, which is Esav, and Yishmael, and all the nations, all the different people that Hashem offered the Torah to, on their level, Am Yisrael has it on all encompassing Torah. It's a Torah that encompasses the Shemaim Torah, it's the earthly Torah, it's Klal Yisrael's Torah, it's a Torah that would have been given that was offered to the other nations. Torah is all inclusive, the Torah that we have. And just like it's this fire, so it was given to the Jewish people. So mitzidenu, the Torah didn't have to be mislabish and clothe itself in all these deeds, but just in order to give us nachalas goyim, in order to give us the inheritance of the nations. In other words, that we were makabel the Torah that encompasses their Torah also. So that's why it started from Bereishis. Lasis lahem nachal as goyim. Kmo shisav zora kadosh emor shenikra yitzchayim kmo ilan shesh bo peres v'olam v'klipas v'sharashim v'gufa ilan. Kacha Torah l'chol dar b'yesh achizah b'torah zeh b'klipas zeh b'olav v'neisul d'vukam v'gufa ilan. So you have the Torah on many different levels. You have a tree. The tree has fruits. The tree has leaves. The tree has branches. The tree has roots, and then you have the tree itself. So the Torah also has many different levels, and everything has some sort of connection to the Torah. Some people have a connection to the klipa, to the external husk, some in the leaf. They have different connections. But Bnei Yisrael are davik b'gufa ilan. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. We have the gufa ilan, we have the ilan itself. We have the tree itself. We have the Eitz Chaim of the Torah itself. And even though now for the Pshuta B'nai Yisrael all they can understand, the simpletons, is the Torah on its simple level, and it's enclosed in the very physical terms. This was done so that Klal Yisrael can bring close all of creation to the Torah. This is in fact a little bit of a yerida, of a descent for the Jewish people. But it's a yerida, we're going down in order to go up higher, because the height, how high you go, is tali and how low you go. The lower you can go, the deeper you can dig to get low, and then that's how high you're going to go in this world. The lower a person can go, if a person can go to Times Square and be makariv people, they're mamish in the lowest of the low, you can bring them to the highest of the high. You can make such a gevaldik atikun in place of such intense tumah, and he can turn that around. So we were given the Torah in this gashmi level, we want to be able to turn around all of the gashmis into ruchnias. Just like the Torah itself is from beginning to end, so to the Jewish people, we have to go to the depths and then go all the way up to the highest levels. And now we can understand what the reconciliation of the question of the difficulty of the Ramban is. What was the Ramban's kasha? What do you mean start the Torah? The we need Bria Sa'olam. Ki vada yata nitzrich emuna, vada, now we need emuna. Aval etzem b'nei Yisrael lo hayitzrichim le'emuna. But the Jewish people themselves don't need emuna. Now we need emuna. The Jewish people didn't. Ki em dveikim begufa Torah shibachinas emes. We were clinging to the Torah itself. We had the Eitz Chaim, like we said before, that the tree, there's the branches, and the leaves, and the fruits. We had the tree itself. We had the etzem tree. Rakat tzrichim lovu le'emes la'idei emuna. So now we have to come to this emes through emuna. In other words, before we had the emes itself, we didn't need the emuna. But now we need to come to the Emes through the Emunah, because Zekadeh says in Nachal Es Goyim, and this is in order to give them Nachal Es Goyim, the inheritance of the nations. The inheritance of the nations is Eretz Yisrael, but also their chelik in this world, that we took their chelik in this world, in so far as that Kadosh Baruch Hu offered them the Torah, and it would have been on a very gashmi level, even more gashmi maybe than our Torah. Our Torah would have been explained on their level, on a lower level, and we got that Torah too, in order to elevate it. So that's what it means. Las Yisem Nachal Es Goyim. In other words, had the Torah not been offered to the nations, had the Goyim had no Shaychus to the Torah, so then we could have gotten the Torah from Chodesh Zelachem, and we wouldn't have needed Emunah. Why wouldn't we have needed Emunah? Because we would have had the Gufa Ilam, we would have had the Gufa of the tree itself. But now that the Torah is also offered to the Goyim, we get that Torah too. So it's Las Yisem Nachal Es Goyim. Now we come to this emes through the emunah, which is on the lower level of having to have emunah, having to believe, whereas beforehand it would have just been clear, the emes would have been so clear. But now we have to go on the level that's like the goyisha level of emunah, that we have to believe even though we don't see, which is a test. But if it would have been given to us straight, the Torah, without Nachal Es Goyim, without having to get Nachal Es Goyim, then we would have just, the emes would have been so clear. We wouldn't have needed to come to the emes, the truth, through the emunah, through the faith. But now that Hashem wanted to give us the Nachal Es Goyim, even on that lower level, so to speak, so He gave it to us with Bereishis, with this whole lesson of Emunah, and through that we're able to elevate the world and take for ourselves the Nachal Es Goyim that Hashem gave us as a special matana, and ultimately elevate them and elevate the entire universe. Okay, so this is the Sfasemis concludes Vadvarim Brurim Lemeivin. It's very clear to those who understand, and I have to go public with this. I'm saying this is a shiur that's watched and listened to by, probably we're going to go on, hundreds of millions of people, so that there's always things in the Sfasemis that I'm missing, because the Sfasemis was writing Gavoa Me'al Gavoa, much on a much higher level than I am right now, and that I probably ever will be on. But we try to understand in our own Majorega what the Sfasemis is telling us, that the Emes of Torah is so clear and so evident that we wouldn't have needed the Emunah, but in order to take Las Islanu Nachal Es Goyim, Hashem started from Bereishis, that chelik in the Torah that the Goyim were offered, their level of Torah, so Hashem started from there, in order that we should have that, and somehow this connects also to getting Eretz Yisrael, which is also Nachal Es Goyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us Eretz Yisrael, which was originally Nachal Es Goyim, which was Eretz Canaan, which belonged to the seven nations, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives us the Torah that He offered to the Gentiles, that was given to us also, and the whole Bria is Nimshach HaHara Torah, so we bet some have the whole Bria. Okay, we finished Tav Reish Lamed Vav B'Siyata D'Shmaya, and the next year, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Koach and the Moach, we will hit the Tav Reish Lamed Zayin, which we Zoha Lumod Ulelamed Lishma V'Lasas Ulekayim, is called Divrei Salmud Torah Sabi Ahava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.